Steve, thank you so much. It is Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. And Country Financial has put together a new program called Journey to Success, where they highlight and feature nonprofit organizations. And today we're going to focus on Chicago Commons. In the studio with us, Andrew Krugli, who is Vice President of Education and Program Operations for Chicago Commons. Thanks for coming in, Andrew.
Thanks for having me here.
First and foremost, I know that Chicago Commons has been around for quite a long time, over 100 years,
yes,
right?
Yes, 123 years old.
And you've been with them since the beginning, Andrew?
Yes, I have.
Wow.
I'm significantly younger. Oh, I look younger than I.
And give us the premise of Chicago Commons. What do we need to know about it?
Chicago Commons is a non-for-profit. We work with the most at-risk families. We want to avoid isolation and separation. Excuse me. And we have two main functions. One is there's a senior service program. We do adult daycare and in-home care. There's a vice president in charge of all that. And then we do early education and family engagement, which is what my division is. We have Head Start programs and early Head Start programs. We take children as early as 6 weeks old, and we hope to get them as ready for kindergarten as their more advantaged peer groups.
You know, it's interesting that you're talking about helping young children and older seniors, because it's like the young mind and the old mind has to be challenged, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, it's really neat when we bring them together for activities.
I bet that's so cute. It really is.
The seniors really enjoyed coming into our child care schools and participating. They did a clay activity, and they were working together to build things. And it was really a neat thing to see.
Explain a little bit, Andrew, if you wouldn't mind, about that process of getting ready for kindergarten. What exactly goes into that?
Sure. Well, brain development starts, you know, at the moment you're born, and 85% of your brain is actually formed between 0 and 3.
Yeah.
And so that's a time where we need to capitalize on, not wait till they're 5 when all those synapses and neurons are already firing and functioning. But to really catch those kids early so that we can get them to be thinkers and to answer questions and to come into kindergarten excited about learning, not have kindergarten be their first learning experience, because learning begins at birth.
You know, I think back upon this, and I had told you off the air, I never went to preschool. They didn't have preschool when we were growing up, Bill. And I don't know if it has something to do with there were a lot more stay-at-home moms back then who would talk to their kids and read to their kids and teach their kids colors and numbers. And then all of a sudden you had like a two-working parent household, so you needed to get the kid somewhere, and it turns out to be very beneficial. 0 to 3 years is where they do all their learning.
0 to 3, 85% of your brain is formed. And
that's when I worked hardest. Now I have teenagers, so yeah. I guess I've done my job.
Well, the thing about that is that we're working with a lot of families that are in poverty, and so because we're working with families in poverty and at risk, some of these families and parents are working 2 and 3 jobs just to put a meal on the table. And so they don't have the time to read to their kids or to do numbers and colors. And so one of the things that we know is that talking to kids, interacting with kids, language modeling, the feedback that we give to kids, the questions that we ask kids, helps them form their brains and their thinking skills. And so that's what early education is about. One of the things that I really stand on is that early childhood education is not babysitting or daycare. Early childhood education is the beginning of school.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we know what you do with the young kids, with the little kids. Take us to the other side of the spectrum. What are you doing with the seniors?
So I don't run that senior program, but what we do is we have at-home daycare where we have at-home care, where we have healthcare workers come into the home and provide medicine or companionship. Mm-hmm. We also bring our seniors to one of our sites in Bronzeville for adult daycare and mm-hmm. for activities for seniors.
Yeah, good.
Keep them busy and excited all day.
Yep.
And then we have had them come to our early childhood schools and work together with our kids.
You mentioned the curriculum. You kind of oversee choosing the curriculum for this program, correct?
So the curriculum that we use is actually the city curriculum called Creative Curriculum. that's just a packaged kit. What's special about Chicago Commons is that we are Reggio Emilia inspired. And Reggio Emilia is a small little town in Italy, and where early childhood was born.
Really?
And, yeah, and it's also where Parmesan comes from.
Oh,
I was there in March.
Think it is.
And the philosophy behind Reggio Emilia is that children can lead their own learning, and that teachers and caregivers are part of that learning process, but that children are not empty blank slates, that they come to the table with a great deal of knowledge, a great deal of experience. And so one of our philosophies is we let the children lead their own learning studies. In one of our classrooms about a month ago, the children were interested in robotics, and parents came in and helped because parents are very much involved in our education program. And these kids built a robot in the classroom.
That's impressive.
Four. This was a four-year-old classroom.
Wow.
They built a robot.
So the curriculum is kind of Montessori, but not exactly Montessori.
Not exactly Montessori. I would say it's Montessori-like, yeah. But we really refer to ourselves as Reggio Emilia inspired. Mm-hmm. And the schools in Reggio Emilia, especially because they don't have to deal with DCFS and licensing rules and regs, are just amazing places to visit. The things that they can do there that we can't are pretty cool. But one of the things, we have studios in our schools, which in Italy they're called ateliers. And when I first got to Chicago Commons, I walked in. I'm like, you can't have these things in a preschool. There are saws and hammers and real tools for our kids, because we believe that the children can do, not that they can't.
Yeah.
And so that they come to us capable and ready, and that they speak 100 languages. And the language of art, the language of clay, the language of dance, the language of movement. And we want to bring all those languages out in our kids.
And think about it. When you're 4 years old, I wouldn't let my kids play with a hammer or something because I'd be scared they'd hit themselves. But I'll bet you they could have. And all the different things they're exposed to, it gives them some kind of purpose and some kind of determining factor to decide what they want to do with themselves.
Absolutely. And we try and bring in as much natural material as we can for kids to explore with. So in our classrooms, you won't see plastics or Fisher Price or games that are ready made and store bought. You'll see pine cones and pumpkins and leaves and things that kids have brought into the classroom that they want to learn with and explore.
And it all smells like Parmesan.
Like Parmesan.
That's amazing.
Andrew Krugli in the studio with us, Vice President of Education and Program Operations for Chicago Commons. Of course, we mentioned this is a nonprofit organization, so of course they have a fundraiser because they need your support. So tell us about Friday, November 3rd, this coming Friday already.
This Friday at 7:30 at London House is our fundraiser, Pour Out Your Heart. And it is a wine event, wine tasting, music, dancing, and just a great party where you get to drink a lot of wine and have a lot of fun. And it's only $100 if you purchase prior to the event. At the door, it'll be $175. And all of those proceeds will go to support our programs with our children and our families.
And you're doing something right if you've been around for 123 years.
I hope so.
ChicagoCommons.org.
ChicagoCommons.org, and you can purchase a ticket for our fundraiser on that website.
And anyone who's listening who may need to use Chicago Commons or wants to find out more about it, there's information there as well?
There is. We're constantly enrolling children, 0 to 5. We still have some empty slots, especially in our 3, 4, and 5-year-old programs right now. And you can go to ChicagoCommons.org and fill out a form, and someone will get in touch with you immediately and get your child enrolled in one of our programs.
Congratulations on your success and great work you're doing.
Thank you.
Andrew
Thanks for
Krugli,
having me.
Vice President of Education and Program Operations for Chicago Commons, which is part of Country Financial's Journey to Success program. Thank you so much.
Thank you.